Erevin Perik Yud, Mishnah Yud, Dalid, 10:14. We're nearing the end, and this is another Mishnah talking about various rabbinic restrictions on Shabbos which won't apply in the Beis Hamikdash when they come to undermine or inhibit the avodah functioning properly in the Beis Hamikdash. So the first is talking about treating a wound with wrapping a reed around, let's say around a finger, kind of like what we call a band-aid today, something like that. So in general, the rabbis forbade treating minor aches and pains, wounds, ailments, for fear that people would come to do shechika samamanim, to grind up spices on Shabbos, which would be Isra Doraisa. So therefore, minor issues, minor aches and pains and ailments aren't treated. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, although they consider wrapping a reed around one finger to be inappropriate on Shabbos for that reason, and in fact the Ramah paskens that way, we are lenient about the Kohan and the Beis HaMikdash if they are going to have sort of an unseemly wound showing, because it's not considered to be derech eretz. It's not nice. It's doesn't look nice for a Kohen to be doing a vodah with sort of gaping wound on his finger or something like that. We'll be talking, by the way, on a wrapping up a finger that's not involved, like a left on the left hand, let's say. So there's no issue with chatzitza, etc. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Kohen shalaka betzbo. If you have a Kohen who has a wound on his finger, korech alav gemi b'mikdash, he may wrap a reed around his finger to conceal the wound so it shouldn't look ugly. So even though that's not essential for the avodah, since it's considered to be unseemly, that's enough for reason to allow it. So the avodah should be done nicely. Avaloba medina, but it's forbidden outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the reason that I laid out. Halach lamaisa, it seems that the poskim, many poskim are lenient today regarding applying a band-aid to a wound. But band-aids potentially present other problems, from tofer and wrapping on itself and connecting to itself, and so a little more detail required on the use of band-aids, peeling off the backing and so on Shabbos. In any case, in short, band-aids themselves seem to be permitted according to many, but here we're saying in the Ramah Pasla way to wrap a reed around his finger is not permitted. Im lahotzi dam. On the flip side, if the intention of wrapping this reed around the finger of the Kohen is to express blood from the finger, they thought that was also a medicinal treatment to get blood out, so that would be forbidden. Kan v'kan asar. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, it would be forbidden. The reason why is because causing oneself to bleed is the malacha of chovel, according to most Rishonim, and chovel, wounding oneself, is a tolda of shochet. Anytime you're removing blood, even a little bit, is like a little mini netilas nasham, a little mini death, considered a tolda thereof. So you can't cause one to bleed on Shabbos, and therefore it would be forbidden at all. If you're doing it on purpose, for sure, it would be forbidden, even in the Beis HaMikdash, because it's a doraisa. The next case in the Mishnah, unrelated, is the question of bozkin melach al gabi kevesh b'shvil shlo yachliku. To bozek, the bartender says, combining Rashi's grind up and the Rambam's spread out, to grind and spread salt on the ramp of the altar leading up to the altar itself, so that the Kohanim shouldn't slip on it. There are a number of side issues here about chatzitza and the Kohanim having to be barefoot on the ground itself. Put those aside. Let's say we're doing this early in the morning and we're concerned about the Kohanim have to put up, let's say, wood onto set up the pyre. They don't want to slip. So according to Rashi, they could slip on the water because the outdoors, when the Mizbeach is outdoors, and it could be raining and slippery, it's stone. The Rambam says that the oils from the fats of the animals that are sitting on top of the Mizbeach and put there make it slippery. And therefore, they're going to use salt so it shouldn't be slippery on the ground, no one should get hurt. So that is going to be an Isser Derabanan. The reason why is because although you're applying salt, the salt is intended to be there temporarily. You're not going to leave it there all around because of the chatzitza issues. So a temporary application would not constitute bona construction at all. And therefore, it's going to be permitted. It's just going to be a Derabanan problem. And that being the case, so it's allowed in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what it says here. Bozkin melech l'gabi kevesh b'shvil shelo yachaliku. Now, period. So that's going to be okay. Now, as far as applying salt outside the Beis HaMikdash onto the ground, the concern is if you're leaving there permanently, it's like the equivalent of filling up holes and you're in bona territory. If it's temporary, So then it would lechora be less of a concern. Lamaisa, as far as salting your sidewalks when it snows, so there are a host of potential issues there. The bottom line, however, is if you can't get a Gentile to do it for you, and there's a risk for public health, people could slip and hurt themselves, so then the majority of posts can say it's permitted to salt your sidewalk, so no one gets hurt. You know, you're doing it temporarily, you're not intending to add to the ground, and Chazal weren't Masak and the Durban in the case where people, the public is likely to get hurt. Okay. The next case in the Mishnah, which is a continuation of the sentence, is Umumalin Mibor Hagola Umibor Hagadol Begagal B'Shabbos. There were these two cisterns. A bor is a cistern for storing water in the Beis Hamikdash, in one of the chambers there. One of those cisterns was called the Bor Hagola, the exile's cistern, and one is called the Bor Hagadol, the great cistern. We're letting you draw the water out on Shabbos, begalgal, with a galgal is like a wheel. It means you have what's called a windlass, like it's like a winch. You when you think of a well, probably think of this cross beam across the well. There's like this kind of almost like a spit, and you can rotate it with a handle, and then that allows you to more easily, using like the gearing, bring up the bucket of water from the well. So we're saying that's permitted in the Beis Hamikdash here, and the reason why is, again, because there's an Issa Durabana potential. The Issa Durabana is the rabbis or gozer that when it comes to drawing water from a well, which is quite a laborious task, but a necessary one, obviously, if you need to drink, they didn't want you to use I'll call it a machine, this wheel to assist you, the windlass, because it makes drawing the water so easily, you may come to also water your garden at the same time, since you have such easy access to the water. Usually it was difficult. You might be inspired to make use of the water, so it's so easy to get. On the books, that Isra still applies, but it would only apply Lamaisa in a place where you have gardens, for starters, you know, that you might come to actually water them. And also, it only applies when you have a large wheel that you're using, that you can get a lot of volume of water out of, not just a simple, small device. But in any case, this was a large wheel, it got a lot of water, and there were gardens not too far in the Beis Hamikdash, and nevertheless, they permitted drawing water with this machine in the Beis Hamikdash, because we're not concerned of Shavuos, but similarly, outside the Beis Hamikdash, it would have been a problem. And finally, Umebe'er Haker B'Yom Tov. Also, there was a certain well called the Be'er Haker, that was his name. Haker, like related to the word makor, like a place, the water from a source. This was like a spring from which water was, you know, flowed automatically. That's the case by springs. And normally, again, we're not allowing you to use this machine, the galgal, the wheel, to draw water. But when the Jews came back to the Second Temple period, the last of the prophets, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, permitted the use of this particular spring to be drawn with this big machine to service the many pilgrims who came to Jerusalem for the regal, for the holiday. And that being the case, the tradition was set, and it remained that way, that this particular spring, which was fed, is a well that was fed by a spring, you could use the machine. However, other, even though it was not inside the Beis Hamikdash, the point is it's a special exception, but other springs and wells, you may not use a large machine to draw water because of the concern that you'll use it to water your fields.